Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 15, Friday, 2020, day 136. Today's topic, God gives victory. Pick up your five pieces of stones. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 69, verses 13 to 18, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to chapter 18, verse 4, John chapter 8, verses 21 to 30, Proverbs 15, verse 11. Today's main passage, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 to 49. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he struck it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. Now listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, God gives victory. Pick up your five pieces of stone. Today is Psalm 69, verses 13 to 18, and 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 to 49, lead me to think of Psalm 23. Number one, the Lord is my shepherd, and he loves us and cares for us as shepherd to his sheep. Psalm 69, verse 13 to 18 describes this shepherd will. Answer me, rescue me, deliver me, answer me, turn to me, answer me quickly, come near me, rescue me, deliver me. Wow, is this shepherd wonderful? Number two, the Lord is my shepherd. When we face the attack like Goliath, 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 to verses 45 to 49, tells us that he will raise up little shepherd David, no need to wear armor or helmet, but only 5 small pieces of stone, and Goliath died with just one hit. Now, as the whole world is facing the Goliath COVID-19, could you count all those blessings of God's caring and saving so that you can be raised up by our good shepherd and be willing to use by him to take up your 5 small pieces of stone to destroy Goliath COVID-19 with one hit? Do you know where your 5 small pieces of stone are? Do you know what is it? Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal to you. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your caring mercy and salvation. Raise us up and use us that we are willing to use our 5 pieces of small stone to destroy Goliath COVID-19 with one hit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you pray to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you where your 5 pieces of stones are? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.